Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, senior writer for the undefeated, the Bay Zone, Mark Spears. Mark, are you a beef jerky guy?
Teriyaki.
There you go. There you go.
That's the go-to.
The healthy turkey one now, but if the teriyaki with the pepper, what?
See?
I'm literally chewing on that right now.
See?
Literally chewing on it right now.
All right, Mark, let's get into it. Who's the best matchup for the Warriors in the play-in game and then potentially in the first round?
Memphis. I don't want to play against Coach Popovich in one game. although Memphis does have a better record than the Spurs, you definitely don't want to play the Lakers or Portland. But I would just say Memphis, even though they actually, if you look back in the bubble, when I was in the bubble, Memphis lost in this situation last year.
Yep.
But they didn't have, we talked so much about Ja Morant, but they didn't have Jaren Jackson at that time. And Ja Morant was hurt. So now you got them both healthy. There's no easy way to do it, you know. But if I had to pick one, I'd pick the tough, still tough straw. I'd pick Memphis.
Mark, you a fan of this play-in tournament?
I'm becoming one because I think it's good for my network. But I think the one cool thing that it's doing is, one, it has to be good if the star players are complaining about it, right? Because LeBron and Luka didn't complain about it until their team was going to be in peril, then all of a sudden it was a problem. But it's made the end of the regular season interesting. Whereas before, you're like, they're going to sit people. Let's just wait to the end. No, these teams have to win. There's been more jockeying for position than I've seen. I do feel bad. I think they should cut it down. I don't think it should include the seventh seed. Right. What I think they should do is just have 9 and 10 play, and then the winner play 8. I think it's kind of unfair for the seventh seed to be put in, because if the Lakers end up getting eliminated, if they're in, how is the NBA going to feel about that? How is television going to feel about that? So I do think they should drop it back a spot and not throw the seventh seed in there.
I mean, that would have gone full circle, because they added the 7 games to the first round because of the Lakers many moons ago. So, Mark, you've covered the league for such a long time. We've talked a lot about, LeBron James drafted number 1 overall, phenom since high school. That's a great story. We love watching it. We're not taking anything away from him. But there's something special about the come up, the random guy who goes through the crazy journey. And Juan Toscano-Anderson getting rewarded with the contract, it's just so cool. I mean, how rare is it, though? You've followed this league for a long time. How rare is his story to be able to do it for his hometown team and go the road that he traveled?
Can it possibly be the rarest? I mean, obviously, you hear some weird stories about overseas guys, but I did a big story on Juan a couple months ago, and shout out to him, town business for sure. He didn't even put his name in the draft. Like, wow. Think about that. And that's something I think that's really understated. How many people in the NBA didn't put their name in the draft that are in the NBA that aren't international guys. He probably is the only one, right? Mm-hmm. And I asked him why he didn't put his name in. He's like, no team called for me. No one worked me out. No one showed any interest. So he said his initial plan was to come back to Silicon Valley and try to find a job. He had a degree from Marquette, like, yeah, you know. And then he got a call from Mexico and went in that direction. But he didn't put his name in the draft. And now he has a guaranteed contract, probably starting, I'm guessing he's getting a minimum deal, paying close to $1 million. Not bad. That's like a made-for-TV story, for sure.
Talking with Mark Spears, senior writer for the undefeated Bay Area, born and raised, and going to be emceeing a little NBA Hall of Fame class induction ceremony tomorrow.
This is the I'll let you finish, but it's the press conference.
Okay. So it's introduced today, and for folks who haven't seen the whole class, I'm not going to rip through all of them, but Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, Rudy Tomjanovich, Tamika Catchings, Kim Mulkey, Mike Wilbon is getting a media award, Mike Breen is getting a media award, Bill Russell is getting an award. That's a pretty good list. Is this the greatest Hall of Fame class that you've seen go in, Spears?
A couple years ago, I was there for Iverson, Shaq, and Yao Ming, and Lisa Leslie, which was pretty strong in its own merit. I don't know who was in with Michael Jordan, but let's just assume that was a strong one because Michael Jordan was just,
we have that one. So class of 2009 might be the other. Jordan, David Robinson, John Stockton, Jerry Sloan, Vivian Stringer, all-time great coach at Rutgers. So that's pretty good, too.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, but to me, and maybe because I covered all these guys, like Duncan's greatest power forward of all time, Kevin Garnett, to cover him, to see him up close for 2 years was just absolutely amazing when seeing him in his prime, and I think he doesn't get talked about enough, and what do we say about Kobe? And it's just, I got to know him pretty well. It pains me that he's gone. I don't know that I still really accepted it. When I do the press conference today, I'm going to basically be talking to all the main inductees. And unfortunately, nobody from his family wanted to take any questions. I know they want it to be a celebration in his honor, but I really wish I could have had the opportunity to ask Vanessa Bryant some questions. But I still think it comes on 11 a.m. Pacific on NBA TV. Say a prayer for me that I don't mess up.
You're going to be solid, Mark. You're going to be.
I got to do my Bonta healing pressure, host on TV and everything.
They
got me reading from cards and told me not to go off script. That'll probably save me.
Nah, man. Go off script a little bit, Mark. Yeah. Be you, man. Yeah. You're going to destroy it, man.
Y'all TV people, they're like, look, it's everything's slotted. I had this great Kevin, I don't know if you have time for it. I had this great Kevin Garnett story I wanted to tell, and they won't let me.
Stick to the script for the most part, Mark, but follow your journalist gut. So if there is a necessary, your gut is telling you, I have to ask this follow-up, just go with your gut because that's going to be those will be the moments folks remember.
No doubt. That's what I do.
They got a heat lamp on me that they could turn up if I go off script. So it's a serious deal. I had to take a COVID test this morning, and the sad thing is I don't think I'm going to get any time with any of them because of everything that's going on. But this is certainly a tremendous honor for me. I'm really, really excited.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I wish Kobe was still around for you to ask some questions. Miss Kobe every single day. But real quick, Mark, Western Conference playoffs coming with the Warriors being so hot and playing eight deep with JTA and Curry doing what he's doing. Draymond playing the best ball of the season and Wiggins doing what he's doing. This Western Conference playoff field, is this the most wide open you've seen this Western Conference in a long time? I know the Lakers are getting healthy, but it feels like it's so wide open this season in the West.
I think the whole NBA is. Like, there's no giving in the East. There's no giving in the West. There's no giving for the champion. This is going to be really, really exciting. It's about as wide open as I remembered in covering the NBA for 22 years. So I feel the anticipation of the playoff, like this is going to be great. And I'm glad that fans are able to come in. Like, do I expect the Warriors to last more than a round? No. But this is going to be invaluable for Wiggins. He needs this. I wish Wiseman got to be a part of this. It'll be interesting to see Oubre come. I like adding Jordan Bell now because he knows the system and he could play some spot minutes. They needed some more. Not that he's a big guy, but needed some more size, needed somebody up front. So I'm really, really intrigued to see how this this whole dramatic playoffs is going to play out.
Mark, you teased a Kevin Garnett story right there. You got some time. Why don't you tell us that story?
So Labor Day, like when you guys go to Vegas, you turn up, right?
Always.
Of course.
Always.
Well, Mark.
Yeah. Not Labor really. Day, I don't.
No, me neither. But
so
yeah.
The day before Labor Day, I got a tip that KG was going to be working out at this gym, or he had works out of this gym every morning, starting at 6 a.m. Who works out at 6 a.m. in Vegas? Kevin Garnett. So somebody told me, hey, man, just walk in, and if you want to try to, like, talk to him, just go in and try. So I get there at like 7 a.m. It looked like Kevin had just played a game. He was drenched sweat. He was doing all these basketball workouts and weight workouts, and he was pissed that I was there. So he's doing all this stuff, screaming, yelling, giving me the death stare and all this stuff. And so when he finished working, he, like, takes off. One player had just walked in. It's like 8:30 now, right? I think it was Caron Butler. Nobody else is there but him. So I stop him, like, Kevin, man, can you please, you know, answer some of my questions, blah, blah. He's like, nah, man, I'm good. I said, look, one thing, just tell me one thing. Why are you here at 6 in the morning? And he goes, because I need to be the first one to put my feet in the sand. And he walked away. And I always just remember that. Now, I got some other stories about him that aren't as flat.
Lead with that one, Mark.
Right.
Yeah, but they don't want me to tell that story. I had, like, a condensed version of it. Probably the funniest Garnett story from covering him. He didn't sign an autograph at all. And after a finals game in 2010, a ball boy came up to him with a ball and asked for his autograph. And Garnett told him, you have a better chance of Bin Laden signing that than me, and then left.
Damn. KG's fierce. Ooh,
well, Mark, we so appreciate your time this morning. Again, 11 a.m. Pacific time, NBA Network. Is that where it is?
Yep, 2 o'clock Eastern, NBA TV. You can watch it on the NBA app. It's going to be about an hour and a half. It should be. One thing that's interesting is, too, real quick, it's going to be some media there that are going to ask questions, but also it's going to be on Zoom. So there are going to be media from all over the world asking questions on Zoom, which should make it certainly a little memorable for sure.
Awesome. Well, go break a leg. We know you're going to be great at it.
Stay into the script. Yep.
Look at our boy.
Man. No, Mark, at lib if you need to. That's what I do.
Just
I bring
your
radio to TV, man.
On occasion.
Just if you need to go on the script a little bit, get some laughs in, be you, Mark. You go kill it, dude, man.
But you already got your check. I ain't even getting paid. Well, maybe that's the reason why I should, right? I ain't getting
paid. Exactly. One and done. One and done.
Shoot your shot.
Drop the mic. Thanks, Mark.
All right.